I'd like to start today a new series of Shiurim on Hilchos Tefillah that I mentioned to you on Thursday. The Gemara in Tainis and Avbei is quotes from the Sifrei and the Pasuk L'Avdo B'chol Avavchem Ezoi Avoda Shebelev Hevi Omer Zot Tefillah. The Sifrei seems to understand that L'Avdo B'chol Avavchem introduces us to a concept of Tefillah. It sounds like Tefillah is a mitzvah d'araisa. And that's in fact what the Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. Says it's a mitzvah min haTorah to be mispalel pam achas b'chol yom, once a day, every day. That's the mitzvah d'araisa derived from the pasuk. The nusach haTefillah that we have, the exact formulation of the tefillah, the zmanei tefillah that we have, that we daven shachris mincha mariv, that's not min haTorah. That's midrabanan. That Ezra ubeis dino, Chazal later instituted that we're supposed to daven three times a day, and they instituted a certain nusach. That's the Rabbanan. But the Iker concept of tefillah, claims the Rambam, is deraisa. Once a day, every day. And some of the Achronim point out, according to the Rambam, it could be that in the Torah, one has to daven, not just to have a bakosha, but you need shevach, bakosha, and hodah as part of tefillah deraisa. It is a formula, it's just not exactly the formula that Chazal gave us with the Yuches Brachas. Shmona Esri, as we have it, that's a lot of bakosha, so that's not daraisa, that's only the rabbanan. But the formulation that you have to start with a shevach and then have a bakosha and then a hodah, that taka might be daraisa as well. That's the loshon of the tefillah, the nusach tefillah on a daraisa level. The Ramban argues, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah disagrees with the Rambam, and he says that tefillah is not daraisa every day. He brings different rayas, but he says it's not daraisa. I love the b'chol levavchem. What does love the b'chol levavchem mean according to the Ramban? So the Ramban says that it's not such a kasha. You could say it's just an asmachta ba'alma. Or you could say, love the b'chol levavchem teaches me that there is a tefillah d'araisa, just not every day. Maybe it teaches me there's a mitzvah of tefillah d'araisa be'es tzara. Right? The pasuk in Parshas Ba'aloscha says, v'chisavo l'al milchoma, al atzar atzor eschem v'arayosem v'chatzotzros. The pasuk says, if you come to milchoma, you come be'es tzara for the tzibur. So then you blow shofar. V'hariosem sounds like also you're supposed to daven. Yekovei atainios. From that says the Ramban, you see that there's a concept of tefillah based tzara. So that's daraisa. But tefillah every day, that's not daraisa. That's the Rabbanan. Chazal instituted that you should daven every day. But tefillah daraisa, that's only based tzara. And maybe that's what Avda B'chol Avavchem is referring to. Sefer HaChinuch has a meridik statement based on this Ramban. Sefer HaChinuch says, let's say a person has an eis tzara. It's not just an eis tzara for the tzibur, but a person has a challenge. He has a job interview, a final exam, a midterm, doesn't have to be a final. And he has a situation where he needs HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. I mean, we always need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, but a person perceives a crisis, greater difficulty, and he needs more siyata d'shmai. So Sefer HaChinuch, according to Ramban, he has a mitzvah d'araisa of tefillah. And if he doesn't daven, he's been mevatel a mitzvah d'araisa tefillah. Wow. Right? The day of a final, if you don't daven, mevatel a mitzvah d'araisa tefillah. Quite a statement. Okay, so that's the basic mahogas, the Rambam and the Ramban. Is tefillah every day d'araisa, or is it only d'araisa be'ez tzorah? But every other day, it's only a mitzvah d'rabban. What's a nafkamina, whether it's d'araisa, d'rabbanan? So the simple nafkamina, it's sofek. Let's say a person doesn't know that they daven. So we know sveika drabon lechula sveika deraisa lechumra. So if you hold a tefillah every day is deraisa, and you don't know that you daven, so then you'd have to daven again. But if you hold it to drabon sveika drabon lechula, then you wouldn't have to daven again. Be careful. Even according to the Rambam, the sofek is only if you have a sofek whether you davened at all that day. If you know you daven shachris, the sofek is whether you daven mincha. So even the Rambam would say that's not a mitzvah d'araisa. It's only a mitzvah d'araisa to daven once a day, every day. So as long as you know that you daven once, then if you have a safek whether you daven the other tefillahs, that's only sveika d'rabbana. For that, you can be mekel. But if you have a safek whether you daven at all, then according to the Rambam, since you have a mitzvah d'araisa to daven once a day, every day, then you'd have to daven again. Well, you'd have to daven, because you don't know if it's again or if it's not again. Now you don't know if you daven already. According to the Ramban, Sveger the Rabbanan Lekula, the whole thing is only a mitzvah the Rabbanan, then you would not have to daven. Eitan.
If it's Shachris and you have a suffix, are you allowed to rely on the fact that you know you'll daven later? Or at that moment you haven't davened yet, so you have to.
Or you have a chiyuv to daven right there. Why would I delay? I mean, technically, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have to daven now, but But if you have a suffix, whether you daven, so... So if you don't know whether you daven shachris and you'll daven mincha later. So now it's a suffix, bracha. Suffix whether you daven shachris. So maybe you should wait. Maybe you should wait to be yotze your mitzvah deraisa later. I'd say, here's a good time. Interesting. Sharp. Because if you daven shachris, so... It's a brachal vatol. It would be a brachal vatol to daven again. I hear, I'm not sure. Not sure. I hear. Another hand, yes.
When the Rambam says it's a rechit once a day,
yeah.
Does it differentiate which tefillah it is or any tefillah?
Any tefillah. In fact, it's not a shmona esrei. Any tefillah, as long as you have a bakosha. You give some kind of bakosha. If you hold, you need a formula. So if you say sheva, bakosha, and hodah, that's enough. You say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're so great, please help me, thank you so much. That's enough. According to the Rambam, that's a tefillah d'arais. So suffik is definitely one possible naftamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. The question is, how does it play out exactly? Right? You have a suffik, whether you daven at all, according to the Rambam, you're still mechuyev to daven, but as Eitan points out, maybe you should wait for the next tefillah. Because you can still be yotzi yemitzvah d'arais with the next tefillah. According to the Ramban, you'd be potter from davening if you have a suffik. The other nafkamina that's mentioned is noshim. What is the chiyuv of noshim in tefillah? So the Mishnah in Brachos and Avchav Amid Aleph writes beferish that noshim achayavas betefillah. That's no question. The chayav to daven something. The question is, what are the chayav to daven? The Rambam in Ilchas Tefillah, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, he writes that lechora noshim are obligated in the mitzvah derais of tefillah. You see, according to the Rambam, the mitzvah derais of tefillah is a mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. It's not time dependent because it's every day. Right, Zman Grama means that it's dependent on a particular time. We eat matzah and Pesach, and we put on tefillin, you know, dafke in the morning and not at night. You could daven at night just as much as in the morning. It's once a day, every day, according to the Rambam. So it's not Zman Grama. So if it's a mitzvah, say Shalom Zman Grama, of course Noshim are going to be chayavas in tefillah. They'll be chayavas in the mitzvah deraisa of tefillah. How about the mitzvah derabbanan to daven three times a day, nusach tefillah? So lechora Noshim are not going to be obligated in that, according to the Rambam. Because it's not logical that Chazal would obligate women. The chiyuv midrabanan to daven, that's man grama, because it's a function of time. So why would Chazal obligate women if they have the basic chiyuv anyway? They have the mitzvah d'oraisa. So Chazal don't have to obligate women in the mitzvah d'rabban. To mistama they wouldn't. Mistama noshim should be chayavos once a day, like the mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Rambam. But the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says you can't claim that women are obligated only once a day. Because there is no mitzvah d'araisa, even for anoshim to daven once a day, every day. The whole thing is midrabanan, shalo be'es sara. So what's the chiv of noshim, fracked the Ramban? He says it must be that Chazal instituted the exact same chiv for noshim as they did for men. Even though it's man grama. To daven three times a day is certainly Zman Grama, because Mincha is a special time, Ma'ariv is a special time, Shachris is special. So if it's Zman Grama, Nashim Abturis, or Mitzvah Seisha, Zman Grama, so why should they be Chayavos? The answer is that Tefillah is different, it's an exception to the rule. Right? There are some Mitzvah Seisha, Zman Grama that are exceptions. L'moshal Kiddush. Right? Kol Sheyeshno B'Shmira Yeshno B'Zchira, Nashim have a Mitzvah D'Araisa to say Kiddush. Zocha V'Shamer, B'Dibur Echanemu. Noshim have a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat matzah on the Leil HaSeder. Why? It's an exception to the rule. It is Zman Grama, but Noshim HaChayavos. Dr. Ramban, tefillah is also an exception to the rule. Why? Well, what's the reason for the exception? So he says, the Gemara tells you, the Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Beis has two girsos. It's not clear what the Gemara is saying, but the Ramban's girsa is that Noshim Achayos betfilah mishum derachamin in hu. Tefillah is rachamin. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for mercy. Noshim don't need rachamim. Noshim need rachamim just as much as men. So because tefillah is rachamin, even though it's man grama, Noshim Achayos and tefillah. That's how the Ramban learned. The Ramban obviously had a different gear than the Gemara. But the Ramban learned that there is no mitzvah derais of tefillah even for men. So the only mitzvah of tefillah is midrabanan for men, and the Mishnah says Noshim Chayavos betefillah, must be that the exact same chiyuv that exists for men will exist for women. It's Zman Grama, tefillah is an exception to the rule because it's rachami, and women need rachamim as much as men need it. So therefore, Chazal instituted the mitzvah, the rabbanon of tefillah for women. Okay, so it comes out there's a big nafkamina between the Ramban and the Rambam when it comes to women. Are women obligated to daven mincha? Right? Are they obligated to daven more than shachris? Are they obligated to daven the nusach tefillah of shachris? According to the Rambam, they don't even have to say Shmona Esrei. They could just say a short tefillah. According to the Ramban, no. Chazal instituted nusach tefillah and zmani tefillah for women as well, because it's rachamim. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah say shelo azman grama, noshim achayobas in the basic mitzvah of tefillah, but they're not obligated in all of the mitzvahs d'rabbanan, all of the protim mid'rabbanan in tefillah. Now, I said that are women obligated in mincha, if you're medayik in my loshim. So the Mefarshim point out that even if you say that Chazal instituted the mitzvah d'rabbanan of tefillah for women, they're not chayav to daven marif. They'd be chayav to daven shachris and mincha, but they wouldn't be chayav to daven marv. Why? Why is marv different? Manishtana marv. It's part of the mitzvah d'rabbanan, right? The answer is, the Gemara writes in different contexts that tefillas arvis rishus. That marv is a tefillah shel rishus. What does that mean? It's a rishus. It's voluntary. Yeah, you don't want to daven marv? You don't have to daven marv? No. Marv, bizman hazeh, is a chovah. But fundamentally, tefillas arvis rishus. What does that mean? Why should Marav be different than Shachris and Mincha? We know the Gemara in Baruch says that according to one day a tefillos avos tiknum, that the avos were masaking the three tefillos. According to another day a tefillah keneged carbon tiknum, it's instituted keneged the temidim. So either way, why should Arvis be Rishus? Right? It's either keneged carbon or it's keneged avos. It's keneged Yaakov Avinu or it's keneged what they call the hekter chalavim veivarim of the karbanos. Right, the Tomid Shel Shachar is Keneged Shachar, Tomid Shel Bein Havayim is Keneged Mincha, and the Hekta Chalav and Veivarim, that they would burn the limbs and the fats all night, that's Keneged Marav. So why is Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Why is it any more of a Rishus than the other Tfilas? So the Achronim talk at great length about this, but just to keep it simple, some want to suggest that Yaakov Avinu didn't really daven Marav. He really thought he was davening Mincha, but then the sun set on him. So we don't really see in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu daven Mariv. So this whole institution of Mariv, it's not so clear that it's really a chiv. He was davening a tefillah, but he was davening mincha, not really Mariv. So if you hold tefillos avos tiknum, it's not a real chiv. Others suggest he was davening only because of the context. He said, you know, Efsher, I passed the place that my forefathers davened, and I didn't daven, so he ran back to daven. But it's not like he was davening because he wanted to be koveya tefillas Mariv as a tefillah. And if you hold tefillah keneged carbon tiknum, also, tefillah sarvi should be rishus, because the din is that the hekdech halavim veivarim is not ma'akev the carbon. L'chatchili, you're supposed to burn all the limbs and the fats, but as long as you burnt the ikar, as long as you put them on the mizbeach, right, then the carbon is kosher. They don't have to actually burn, right? If somehow they got lost, right? You don't have to burn them. It's not ma'akev the carbon. So tefillas arvis rishus, because the emurim are taka rishus also. If the emurim got lost, then the carbon is still kosher. The Mefarshim point out that bizman hazeh, since Klal Yisrael were makabel upon themselves tefillas arvis, it's not a rishus anymore. Now it's a chovah. Everyone has the daven marav. No question about it. But the poskim say it's still a nafkamina for noshim. The reason why we have a chiyuv to daven marav is because it's minig Yisrael. The minig never included noshim; they never accepted it upon themselves. So women remain with the ikar adin that they're not mechuyev to daven marav. So according to the Rambam, they're not mechuyev to daven mincha either. But according to the Ramban, that Chazal instituted nusach tefillah and zmane tefillah for noshim as well, because tefillah is rachami. So women are obligated to daven shachris and mincha, but tefillah sarvis rishus. Since Me'ikar Adin, Arvis is only Rishus, it's only a Minig Yisrael that turned it into Chova, the women are not part of that Minig Yisrael, and therefore they would not be obligated to daven. The Poskim talk about whether women are obligated to daven Musaf. That also might relate a little bit to this discussion. Mishneh Berurah quotes a Machlokas Achronim about this. Mishneh Berurah in Siman Kuf Vav Sivkot Nadalu. Quotes from the Tzlach wants to say that according to the Ramban, Noshim should be Chayavos. According to the Ramban, Noshim should be Chayavos Betfila. And he paskins like the Ramban. Mishnah Berurah says that the most poskim do paskin like the Ramban against the Ramban. They assume that women have to daven the Nusach HaTfila and Shachris and Mincha, but they'll be potter from Arif. But not like the Rambam, who claims that they just can get away with a little tefillah, right? A little tefillah, one tefillah once a day, every day. Most poskim follow the Ramban that women are actually obligated to daven Shachris and Mincha as well. But says that Tzlach, l'chor, they should be potter from Musaf. Why? He says, what is Musaf? The Ramban holds the reason why women are chayav to daven tefillah, the chayav daven shmona esrei, is because tefillah is rachami. Is Musaf rachami? What is the term rachami mean? Rachami means davening for your personal needs. Musaf is not really about personal needs. Musaf is that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt and we should be able to bring the carbon Musaf. That's really the ikkar of Musaf. Shchode, Shabbos, Yom Tov, it's all the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt and we should be able to bring the carbon Musaf. So we add Ritzavim Nuchaseinu, we add the Bracha and Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, but that's just the Nusach HaTfilah of Yom Tov, but that's not the Iker of the Tfilah. It's Brachas of Ruchnias, it's not Brachas of Gashmias, there are different ways that they say it. But that's not Rachami. Rachami means the Yudches Brachas. You're davening a Tfilah that's really fundamentally Rachamim. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, we daven for spiritual brachas, but basically it's a tefillah of rachamim. So if women are only obligated in a tefillah of rachamim, since Musaf is not really fundamentally a tefillah of rachamim, then women should be pteros, even according to the Ramban. Even though the Ramban holds that Chazal instituted tefillos for women as well, it might be zman grama, but tefillah is rachamim, so therefore women are obligated. Only obligated in Shachas and Mincha. They're not obligated in Maariv because that's only a minhag Yisrael that women ever accepted. And according to the Tzlach, they shouldn't be obligated in Musaf either because Musaf is not Rachami. It's a different kind of tefillah. It's not Rachami, so then women are not obligated in that Chiyuv. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to conclude. Right? He seems to say that women should daven Shachas and Mincha, but they're potter from Maariv because it's only Rishus Me'ikra Adin. Musaf is a din in the Achronim, but look, it's appropriate for them to daven to be choshish for the other shittas. Women taka amakbit. It's sort of funny. Very often, women come to shul a little bit later because they're busy with the children at home. So they often will come to Musaf, but they miss shachas. So they don't daven shachas with a minion, but of course they're going to daven shachas. So it's sort of a little strange that they're coming to Musaf and they'll have the tefillah b'tzibur of Musaf. It's just the nature of the situation. It's not that they wouldn't come for Shachris. It's more important for them to daven Shachris. They're not mechuyev and tefillah b'tzibur b'chlal. But it's more important for them to daven Shachris as opposed to Musaf. But it is a machlokas achron and whether they're chayev and Musaf. So some say it's not rachamim, so therefore they're potter. And the others say, but what is it? It's that you say that we hope we can bring the carbon of Musaf. The carbon of Musaf is a kapara, right? So women shouldn't be included in the kapara of Musaf. Or they should be included in that kapara too. There are different ways of looking at it. Some say if it's not rachamim, then women are not obligated. And others say, no, the kapara of carbon musaf is also shayat to women. So why shouldn't they chaparayin? Why shouldn't they be chayiv to daven musaf as well? So it's best for women to daven musaf. But they certainly should daven shachris. They probably are obligated to daven shachris. Not just to say stam abakosha, but to daven the actual nusach hatfila, because that's what Chazal instituted for women. Yes.
Why aren't they chayav in tefillah b'tzibur?
Well, because women are not necessarily part of the tzibur. They're very choshev members of the tzibur, but in terms of deciding what is a minyan, we don't include women. So if they're not included as part of the minyan hatzibur, then lechora their chayav of tefillah shouldn't be tefillah b'tzibur.
But I'm not asking like within a din, like they should be included in the tzibur, but in terms of like their tefillah being mekabel.
You're saying it's a good idea for them to daven b'tzibur.
I'm saying, like, even for us nowadays, don't we have a tefillah daven b'tzibur?
So we'll have to talk about that. It could be tefillah b'tzibur might be a din d'rabbanan. It might be just a maila, that it's a maila in the tefillah, but it's not actually a chiyuv to do, but it's suggested. It's highly recommended because it will enable the tefillah to be miskabel. So that's certainly a good idea for women as well, but they're not obligated to daven b'tzibur. there are some who claim that men are taka obligated to daven betzibur. It's a mitzvah derabanan, and not only to daven, but to daven betzibur. So that extra chiyuv, even if we say that the chiyuv midrabanan to daven was given to women, but that extra chiyuv to daven betzibur, that was actually not given to women. So that they wouldn't be mechuyev to do. Okay.